Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. According to our next guest, we are entering a time of unprecedented fiscal change in the United States. Near zero interest rates, tiny Social Security cost of living increases, record government debt, and the disappearance of pensions. Maybe some of you have tried not your father's root beer, but he says this is not your father's retirement. So how are today's retirees ensuring financial independence for their lifetime? Rob DeHollander is a certified financial planner, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Rob, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Mike. Great to be back. Thank you.
So give us the definition then of this new retirement.
Yeah, you know what's interesting? The timing of planning that we used to do 15 years ago has really changed significantly. I was thinking about this the other day. You know, a generation ago, most folks had sort of a three-legged foundation of their retirement, and that was a decent Social Security payment. A lot of folks had pensions back then, over half, and usually decent savings in place that provided pretty good retirement income, and most folks were able to maintain their standard of living. Fast forward to today, and as you mentioned, the Social Security increases have just been almost non-existent the last few years, and a lot of people would argue are not keeping up with inflation. Pensions are rapidly disappearing. We're seeing less than 10% of companies in the marketplace offer traditional pensions now. And then on the savings side, we're really in a crisis in America right now. I read a report last week from T. Rowe Price that showed that 41% of Americans aged 55 to 64 had nothing saved for retirement. And I think everybody gets this, but I think the biggest issue we're seeing folks struggle with is, okay, how do I translate the need to save into after-tax inflation-adjusted dollars in retirement? That's where I think it gets fuzzy for people.
And so is there a simple formula, a simple calculator that people can just plug into and figure all of this out?
Well, there's a lot of calculators online. The difficulty is they're typically going to use a percentage of earned income for retirement expenses. And we found that those dollars vary wildly depending on if folks are frugal and homebodies or if they want to travel the world in retirement. So it really needs to be adjusted for what your expected desired standard of living is in retirement.
How do we set realistic expectations?
We believe that we're in and moving through a low return environment and probably for a long time. So you have to adjust your savings accordingly. Again, 15 years ago when we were doing planning, we'd assume a 10% return on stocks, a 5% return on bonds. Well, those numbers just don't exist in today's market. For example, the 10-year treasury is still below 3%. So that's 40% below its historical average. You know, both the 10 and the 15-year average on the S&P 500 are below 7%, 30% less than historical returns. So we're just bracing clients for that and helping them understand strategies they can use to offset some of this lower return environment that we think we're moving through.
And so to offset these lower returns, are we needing to take more risk?
Yeah, you think you might want to take more risk, but of course with more risk comes commensurate more downside, you know, so you can get better returns, but I don't think risk is the best way to go. You know, we're telling people if you're still working, the number one thing you can do is save more. And that message doesn't always, you know, resonate really well with people. But if you're still working, that's the best option, is to save more and to basically build that bucket up. Because remember, once you start pulling those dollars out of your savings in after-tax inflation-adjusted dollars, you're going to have some shrinkage of those dollars. So if we're in a lower return environment, simply you'll just have to save more. But there's two other strategies that we're using as well. The first is there are some guaranteed investments out there that are pension-like that you can use to generate lifetime income. You got to be careful with those. There's a lot of junk out there as well, but there's some decent products that actually offer lifetime income so you can almost generate your own pension. And then the other is, and we've talked about this on your show before, is just segmenting your money or using some kind of a bucket strategy where you put safer dollars up front, draw those out early in retirement, and then take your riskier assets like stocks and move those back and do those later in retirement.
Now, it sounds like the guaranteed income type of products might be annuities?
Yeah, there's several out there. There's market-linked CDs, there's structured notes, there's annuities, there's different types of those investments that protect the downside, give reasonable returns, and can be converted to income. And again, that's where you just want to get with a good planner, walk through those, and just make sure that you understand the pros and cons of each of those.
Rob, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thanks again, Mike.
Rob DeHollander is a certified financial planner in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.